Dr. Merens, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
What are your policies right now for employees who may have been exposed to the virus, either through travel or potentially through interactions?
So there's a wide range. So if we have policies of employees that have traveled to some of the CDC-designated sites to check in with occupational health before returning to work, and certainly if employees have any concerns about their health, they can check in with employee health as well. So we know that with this start in Wuhan and other sites, there's certainly exposure to travel locations, people are had the potential to bring this virus back with them from either meetings or vacations or whatnot. So we have allowed people to interface with our employee health as the first step before they come back. If people have concerns about other exposures to virus, we have a hotline, we have employee health that can answer any of those questions that can really assess certain risks.
And can you force employees to stay home if you feel like they are a risk?
So any of our decisions about quarantine are done in collaboration with the state. And when we're quarantining people, that's an understanding. And this self-quarantine is done in collaboration with the state. And it's really an enforceable action. And I think, you know, our employees understand the importance of this. And this is something that we've talked openly about and the importance of the health of the entire workforce.
Healthcare providers in New Hampshire don't currently have access to coronavirus testing. Is Dartmouth Hitchcock considering developing its own test?
The answer to that is that yes, we are working diligently, and things are evolving even today for us to develop our own viral test. And we think this will probably be capable probably within the next couple days to a week. There are opportunities for hospitals to develop their own testing. Certainly confirmatory testing will need to be done at the state level, but this will allow us to test individuals that we think are at risk. Now, the important thing to remember with the testing is only valid with people that have symptoms. It can't just be, hey, I'm worried. Can I just be tested and ruled out? So that's one of the limitations of the test. So we're being very considerate with how we're utilizing the test. All the testing that we're doing now is done in collaboration with the Department of Health. We have a limited number of tests, and we have developed the most capable method of actually testing patients with our teams that have to don protective equipment and do the sampling in the appropriate fashion.
Are people canceling appointments or avoiding the hospital, given the news about Dartmouth Hitchcock having an employee who's tested presumptive positive?
I think there are certainly people that are making decisions not to come to appointments, although there are plenty of people that are coming here for appointments and surgeries and doing a whole range of things. So we are completely open for business. It is, and we will continue to do that across our entire system. People are making decisions to, you know, shop at Costco and panic in ways that may not be the most productive activity. We're trying to do a lot of communication around reassurance. We're trying to do a lot of communication around what we should really do in terms of hygiene and hand washing and how you should control your cough and sneeze. And knowing that most people who get sick may get the flu or another virus, and we're doing everything we can to protect our workforce and our patients from acquiring this virus. We've done a lot of diligent work around that.
And going forward, what are you thinking about long term, knowing that the situation could continue to develop? What are you trying to do to prepare for, let's say, a week from now or a month from now?
So we are certainly planning for the long term. This is not hopeful that this is going to go by. I think we are going to see, we may likely see additional cases. We think that we will see additional cases around the United States. When we look at the growth in new cases and in new areas in the United States, we think we will continue to see growth. We think this will become more of a resident virus, and it will continue on through the spring. We are preparing everything from how we continue to maintain a hotline, answer people's questions, how we are screening patients, how we make sure that we can provide all the care we provide, and also providing the care for people that may get sick with this virus.
Dr. Ed Merens, Chief Clinical Officer at Dartmouth Hitchcock Medical Center, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks, Peter.